Peru in Latin America is the worst country when it comes to violence against women and violence in general. When you talk to women in my country, they don't feel safe to wear whatever they want when they're in the streets. They don't feel safe to take a cab at night. They don't feel safe to just be themselves and get to places on a normal way. Let's say you can go to the police and you can say, I've been abused, I've been mistreated by a family member or my partner, but it stays there. And legally, our government hasn't done anything about it. So when we told our contestants that they were going to make a stand against violence, they were very happy because they wanted their voices to be heard.
The contestants were eager to do this, even though it was completely bucking the trend and the tradition of the pageant.
They were really happy to do this. It's just our pageant normally breaks standards. Last year, we were the first Latin American country that introduced the possibility of having a plus-size model compete. And these pageants normally have standard measurements for what beauty means or what beauty is. Normally, what we do is try to break those stereotypes because we believe that beauty has really depends on who looks at the person and what they like or what they don't like. So we started with having our first plus-size model, and then we decided that we should be a platform that empowers women to break certain topics that are not talked about. And now that we've come up with this idea to make it a public matter and have women talk about the problem they're suffering on a daily basis, now people are starting to say, okay, we need to make changes.
It sounds like Peru is breaking the kind of Miss Universe trend. Are you an outlier when it comes to the Miss Universe pageant and being kind of activists instead of beauty queens?
Actually, Miss Universe has changed a lot in the last couple of years, and they're looking for exactly that. They're looking to empower women and not look for one certain type of beauty. They're looking for a universal beauty that is willing to work for a year and change what people normally conceive as a beauty queen.
Yeah, so what was that like
But
in I don't know, was it a theater or an arena when this happened? And what was the reaction from the audience when they started
they were
hearing these numbers?
shocked. They were shocked. I remember being backstage with the producers of the show, and everybody was silent at the beginning because they started clapping when they thought they were going to talk about measurements. But then when they heard one of our candidates say the number of women that were abused because of human trafficking in the jungle, they couldn't clap because they didn't know how to react. But as other candidates started to come up to the microphone and say other statistics, they realized, yes, it's something to be ashamed of, but it's something to be proud of. A woman stands before you and says, this is an actual problem that that needs a solution, and we need to find a solution now. But the problem with what we did, well, not the problem, but what our candidates felt is when the show ended, we had our winner, everybody was happy, it was a happy moment. They came up to us and they were like, everybody's telling us it was great, but when do we know that it worked?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What kind of
Yeah.
impact, like in the next year or so, would you like to be looking for?
I think that what we would like to have as an organization is next year, when we do the pageant, actually see the impact of the change and the work we've put into reducing those statistics. I think our goal with sharing them is if we could actually indicate the amount of statistics that actually went down for next year, and that's what we're hoping for.
So you're traveling to the Miss Universe competition with a Miss Peru contestant. Do you want to duplicate what you did in Lima for the big pageant? Or was there a conversation you just wanted to start there in Peru that began, and for right now, that's success?
Well, Miss Mexico, she was saying that she applauds the Miss Peru initiative and that she wants to be one of the spokespersons for the cause, and she will talk about it in her final interview and in different aspects of the pageant.
Cassandra Sanchez de la Madrid is the commercial coordinator for the Miss Peru competition. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Marco.